This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. Graphic novels are like comic books. The vivid images do the talking. David Small has illustrated more than 40 books, many of them for children, often in collaboration with his wife, author Sarah Stewart. You may have seen his work in the New York Times or in The New Yorker. His graphic memoir, Stitches, was a National Book Award finalist. It also won the American Library Association's Alex Award. And it was a New York Times bestseller. Now, Small has a new graphic novel off the presses, Home After Dark. Small says the idea for the book was born by listening to the eye-popping stories of his friend Mike.
He was telling me these stories, in particular about this one wonderful summer he had spent with two buddies, completely free of parental control, where they built a treehouse in the woods.
Okay.
And up there they did guy things. They were 13 years old. They smoked their first cigarettes. They got drunk for the first time, speculated endlessly about sex, and used to make frequent forays down to this soda joint on the highway where they would watch the other older teens to see what was coming in their
futures. I see the foreshadowing here, yeah.
And I listened with sort of passively and with a bit of envy to these stories because to me they had a real kind of Huck Finn legendary quality, which I admired, which I wished that I had had, the kind of adolescence I wished I'd had as a kid, very different from my own, which is very restricted and censored and suppressed since childhood. And so I'm listening along, and suddenly a little psychopath entered the story, at which point my ears perked up, because who isn't interested in psychopaths? I've even had some close encounters with some in my life. So I started listening with more attention. And there was this kid, call him Benny. He lived in the small town where Mike lived. And he liked killing small animals in gruesome ways. And everybody in that small town suspected Benny. He was a very strange loner kid with violent tendencies, and he'd been kicked out of school. But nobody had any proof on him. And he hung around the edges of Mike's group trying to get in. And when they caught him alone one day, one of them beat him up and sent him to the hospital, I think. And it wasn't Mike, but that was the end of Mike's story, basically.
Yeah.
Except that Mike, raised a good Catholic, had a good conscience himself, and always wondered the rest of his life whether they had done the right thing.
Yeah.
Would it have changed Benny? Probably not. Would Benny make headlines someday? Would Benny end up in prison or perhaps in high political office?
Ouch.
Well, these characters can go lots of different directions, as
we
know.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyway, I began thinking about this as the basis for a really good graphic novel. It called up all kinds of pictures in my mind.
Yeah.
And with my friend Mike's permission and total cooperation, I began taking notes at our daily coffee meetings with my little policeman's notebook, and going back to my studio and making drawings. And eventually there was an outline, which I sent to New York. And my editor and my agent, who's also a good editor, saw the possibilities there, could obviously feel the energy in my art. And pretty soon, I was out of the starting gate.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars.
All of this was great for about 3 months until it wasn't anymore. I couldn't put my finger on why it wasn't working, but my agent told me why. She said, David, I love what you're doing, but it's not your voice. I love the artwork, but the voice is not yours.
Yeah.
I knew this was right, and I knew it was why the thing felt cold and mechanical. So I went into a slump for about 2 months. I wouldn't call it so much a writer's block as just a waiting period, a holding period to see, to just sort of calm down and see if there would be another light, some opening somewhere.
Listen to that voice if it shows up. Yeah, that other one.
And the moment came for me when I was in conversation with another writer friend who's a very seasoned author and a great writer. And he said, you know, David, your agent's perfectly right. The best books, the very best books, always have something of the author in them.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And he said, if you're going to go that route, it probably means you're going to have to confront whatever in you was most scary to you at age 13.
There's a therapy in art. Yeah.
There is, yes. Yeah. That's right. It shouldn't be about, you know, lessons. It should be about exploring something deep within yourself that's worthwhile probing and or asking to be probed. So I took my friend's advice as a good challenge. And it made a logical sense that since I had already explored and looked at very clearly my childhood in stitches, that I would move on to my adolescence. So Mike sort of got ejected from his own story as the hero, which is fine with him.
Yeah,
actually.
Probably, yeah. I imagine so.
And Russell, my main character, became more a kid like myself, more guarded, more reserved, more watchful, quieter, much more insecure about his masculinity, as 13-year-olds tend to be. And also I knew that speaking of things that scared me the most, I felt that it was going to be important that I explore the thing that really had me in turmoil at 13, which was sexual ambiguity.
Mm.
Was I a man? You know, what is a man? Did I fit the bill? Probably not, from the evidence around me.
Yeah.
Was I ever going to fit in with my peer group? Probably not. Personally, I would have done anything at that age to fit in with my peer group.
Many young people do.
Most young people, I think, go through some kind of turmoil at that age. So that was the basis for my book. And the more I put myself into it, the more the story changed, and the better, it became much truer and had more what I'm always after, which is verisimilitude.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of it.
I'm Zenta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with graphic artist David Small, the author of Home After Dark. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.